Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Marcia Vincent, committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community. In the last few weeks, COVID-19 has drastically changed our lives in this community. Port Townsend has always been a place where neighbors reach out to help each other, and our nonprofits are abundant with opportunity to connect with purpose. Today, we are highlighting those folks who stay a bit below the radar, serving through small gestures of kindness without the framework of a nonprofit entity. These folks not only are cultivating and spreading kindness, but also remind us that it doesn't need to be a larger-than-life gesture to really truly impact the life. Relying on the kindness of others has taken on a whole new meaning, and kindness is kicking COVID to the curb. From delivering groceries to mowing lawns, we've been inspired by the countless stories of strangers helping strangers. Through a digital highway, if you will, these folks bring light, hope, and generosity. While remaining isolated, we're leaning into those digital social spaces to connect, and one very robust platform connecting folks with those in need is the Nextdoor platform. I happened upon a couple of listings that prompted this episode. Peter Wyant posted on Nextdoor, "If anyone needs some help getting things done in these tough times, I am happy to volunteer my time, help drive or do errands. I have a couple of free days now a week." Peter, thank you for joining us today. I was really touched when I saw this posting.
It's my pleasure to be here. Peter? Thank you for doing your show and highlighting all the work that everybody's doing.
Well, I know that most often people post and they have that little opportunity to be anonymous, and I really appreciate you stepping forward and letting us use you as someone who could inspire. And I thought it was really compelling that when I called you and asked a little bit about your motivation, you know intimately what it's like to be in need.
Yeah, I had a pretty tough time in 2008 here in town, and was going through some rough stuff personally, and then financially it kind of hit pretty bad. And I was raising my daughter, who was about 10 at that time, but I really got a lot of help from my community and my family. So I know what it's like not to have everything you need.
I think what's really compelling, too, that, Peter, you're not someone who has had their life turned upside down and is staying at home. You are considered an essential service, so you're still working and you're giving back to the community. And I think that is very cool. Tell us a little bit about who's reached out to you after that posting.
Yeah, and like you said, I am still working. I deliver food to retirement homes and supermarkets. We lost 75% of our business overnight delivering to restaurants, but I felt very fortunate to still be working and almost getting the same number of hours that I still had. So I feel like I had my basics covered when the whole COVID hit, and I still had some time. I had some extra time because some plans got canceled, some out-of-town plans, and so I had extra time, and I had enough resources that I felt like I could help out, and I knew that there were people that were trapped in their house or, you know, couldn't get out or didn't feel comfortable or even sick. So I went on Nextdoor and posted an ad saying if anybody needed any help to, you know, reach out. And I think it's kind of one of the nicest things when you're feeling isolated is to have somebody out there that reminds you that you're not as isolated as you might be.
Absolutely. Tell us about a couple of things you've been doing for folks.
Well, I just posted the ad, you know, anything that anybody needed, and one of the first responses was somebody needed their lawn cut. Well, I don't have a lawn mower, and somebody else posted on there that they had a lawn mower, so I went and borrowed somebody else's lawn mower, went over to this gal's house and cut her lawn. She'd been out, she'd gotten laid off and had a rental and wasn't sure what she was going to do, and the landlord hadn't taken care of the lawn, so it was just something she needed done. Maybe not essential, but it was something that she needed done, and she didn't have the resources to do, but the community, myself with my labor and another guy with his lawnmower, stepped forward and said that we could help. So that was the first thing. somebody else had said that she needed to go get groceries, and so I said, sure, that sounds good. And she wanted to go in the car with me to get groceries, and I'm not an expert on, you know, how we should be responding in this time, but I was like, well, maybe it would be better if I just went and got the groceries for you and dropped them off, because you can order them. So I volunteered to do that, and then she's going to get back to me on whether she wants me to do that. But, and then just for friends, there were a few friends that I hadn't seen, and I kind of missed. Fresh halibut came into our shop, and it's usually the time when things get really busy, but we had all this fresh halibut, and so I got a big fillet and sliced it up into different pieces and took them around to different friends of mine houses. And one friend had coronavirus and was recovering. So none of the friends were hungry or, you know, didn't have access to food. But I think it just was something that cheered them up and said, you know, there's people out here and we care about you.
Peter, I just am so touched. I think not only do you offer your help while you're working, but you're also lifting spirits of friends with unasked for fish and fellowship at a safe distance. And I'm so glad you could stop in and talk to us a little bit about what you're doing. And I thank you personally. I think I've also benefited from an anonymous stranger helping me. And I just, I think it's what makes our community a beautiful place. Peter, I look forward to talking with you soon or seeing on Nextdoor some of those great, great shout outs that I've been reading. So not only did we run across Peter on the platform, the Nextdoor platform, but I discovered this gentleman when I ran across a shout out. This was someone just heralding the wonderfulness of Tristan. Quote, shout out to Tristan for mowing my lawn during this quarantine time. You are a true neighbor and public servant and a gentleman. Gratitude and blessings to you and your family. And Tristan is with us today. He is an educator on paternity leave, a dad, and a stranger helping strangers. Tristan Markham, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I know the Nextdoor platform provides a little bit of, privacy in the sense that, you know, you're behind a screen and here you are now on radio talking about what you're doing. But I just thought it was such a cool, unique way to help folks out. How did you come up with this idea?
I have a lawnmower. I know how to use the lawnmower. And I wanted to do something positive that I could do to help out. And interesting, but like your yard can really reflect kind of how you're feeling and stuff. And I feel like it's really important to some people have a really nice tight yard, but for whatever, and I've come across a ton of reasons that people can't have their yard tight right now, and I don't have to be near anybody, so it's a thing I can do without putting anybody in danger, and I get to be in the sun. So honestly, I don't feel like what I'm doing is that rad. It's honestly more my wife who's at home with our two kids as we speak, you know, and we just had a brand new baby born in February, so she's the real hero for giving me this time, in my opinion. One more thing, I put it out there, you know, I'm not taking money for this, but if people wanted to pay for fuel, and then people have been just really remarkably generous with fuel to the point where it's paid for so many that can't pay. So it's this really cool thing that I'm seeing where people are just, you know, I'm paying it forward. And it's a neat thing. It's really cool to be sort of a weird little broker in the middle of it, but it's really fun. I'm really having a good time, and it's nice to get to meet people from their doorstep, you know, 10 feet away, wave at them or whatever.
You do point out how this is inspiring others. You are mowing lawns and they give you fuel money for other people who may not have the money to have the fuel, because that's the only thing you're asking is if you've got gas, great. Now you're able to mow lawns for folks who may not even have the money for that.
I'm just really meeting a lot of people. I have a lot of people whose last name is Lawn in my phone now, just because I save people by their name and how I've met them. So a lot of Lawn last names, but it's good stuff.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Tristan, so much for what you're doing and inspiring others.
You bet. Thank you guys for having me on today.
Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too. Bye.
If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, a production of KPTZ 91.9. After talking to Tristan, I thought it was really important to check out some other platforms and the Buy Nothing, Sell Nothing Facebook group, which generally facilitates a generous mindset of giving, has a place for this stranger helping strangers. And I was really struck. I'm a member of this group, so I discovered how quickly this organization pivoted to meet the needs of our COVID crisis. Camille Speck is the moderator of this Facebook group, and she has joined us today. Camille, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Camille, would you mind explaining to our listeners what a Facebook group is, and more specifically, the Buy Nothing, Sell Nothing of Port Townsend?
Sure. So Buy Nothing, the Buy Nothing group stems from a project that started on Bainbridge Island as a response to free cycling initially. And the idea was to try to put people before stuff. In other words, to build an interdependent community of people that were able to share in their abundance. And the idea here was that everybody has something to share, even if that's just gratitude. And so to remove the scarcity mindset that's often around the offer of free stuff and me, 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 pick me first, there's a different process through the Buy Nothing group. And it's part of a larger group that's sort of under the umbrella known as the Buy Nothing Project. It has. They have published a book to cover how this works, and it stems actually originally from an economic model from Peru, where people lived in a true gift economy, giving things away and receiving abundance through strength. Here was it has built this resilient community where people who may not necessarily know each other in real life have made these connections through a Facebook group. The Facebook group is a closed group. In other words, you have to apply for membership. And membership is limited to a certain geographic area. So originally when the Buy Nothing group launched here in the Port Townsend area, it was much larger. It covered all the way down to Brennan and as far east as Shine and even parts of Squim. And it was gradually broken down because they learned that a smaller group is actually more effective in creating these interdependent relationships. And there's two local groups. So there's Buy Nothing Olympic Gateway, which includes the communities of Chimicum, Irondale, Port Hadlock, and Port Ludlow. And then our local group that I moderate along with three other people who I'd be remiss in not acknowledging them and their great efforts to help keep this whole thing running smoothly is the Buy Nothing Port Townsend group. And we do include parts of Four Corners and out to Discovery Bay, so it's kind of an extended Port Townsend footprint.
That you have a very large role as the moderator, and I appreciate that you are on that platform. Tell us a little bit about some examples of people reaching out because of our COVID crisis right now.
Okay, so we had to kind of reframe things because, different people are practicing different levels of social distancing and hygiene around this particular pandemic. And so initially the group was set up so that people could both, there's three types of posts that are welcome, requests or asks, where people can ask for anything free of judgment of their socioeconomic level or why they might need or want that thing. There's the offer component or gifts where people get rid of things that they don't want anymore. And then there's gratitude where people offer thanks to the group for the many gifts they received or even something that was a particularly meaningful gift for them. So as this pandemic has sort of evolved before us, we felt that if we were to approve everything that was being offered, there was an assumption there that we had sort of green-lighted that particular household for being safe, and we were not comfortable with that. We feel that people should have their own agency in assuming safety around that. So we reframed the group to be an offer. You are now welcome to offer food or items to help make food. In other words, kitchen implements and or gardening supplies. But we're really encouraging people to step up the asks. so that they are themselves able to assess their own level of risk in asking for things. And they're welcome to ask for anything, whether it's a gift of time to help with a run to the grocery store, or many of the people that are working on making masks for our community have asked for supplies for those activities. So it's been reframed more to, it's challenging to ask for help, and so we're asking all of our members to join us in this new approach to try to ask for what you need and then search the group to see if anyone might be asking for something that you have to give away, rather than this sort of free-for-all we had before of just being welcome to offer anything to the group.
Camille, I so appreciated you enlightening us a little bit about the Buy Nothing, Sell Nothing Facebook group, and I encourage our listeners to go check that out. I became very much touched by it when someone offered a COVID-19 immunocompromised signage to be printed, and I thought that was incredibly thoughtful and a small gesture that goes miles. But the most touching one I've run across was a digital offer of encouragement. And this woman, she wrote, "Liz, we don't know each other, but please accept my condolences. It is a very difficult time to try to grieve. You've been hit with multiple waves. Hang in there. I hope you are getting some support, even if virtual." So folks who are out there, do you know someone giving support virtually or otherwise? Tell us about that moment. Pop us an email at everybodycan@kptv.org and share with us, inspire us, and remind us that the smallest of gestures go for miles. And thank you again, Camille, for joining us today and being a part of that Strangers Helping Strangers.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and stay safe.